Dead Souls by Ian Rankin, read by Jeffrey Howard. Prologue. From this height, the sleeping city seems like a child's construction, a model which has refused to be constrained by imagination. The volcanic plug might be black plasticine, the castle balanced solidly atop it, a skewed rendition of crenellated building bricks. The orange street lamps are crumpled toffee wrappers glued to lollipop sticks. Out in the fourth, the faint bulbs from pocket torches illuminate toy boats resting on black crepe paper. In this universe, the jagged spires of the old town would be angled matchsticks, Prince's Street gardens a fuzzy felt board, cardboard boxes for the tenements, doors and windows painstakingly detailed with coloured pens. Drinking straws could become guttering and downpipes, and with a fine blade, maybe a scalpel, those doors could be made to open. But peering inside would destroy the effect. Peering inside would change everything. He shoves his hands into his pockets. The wind is stropping his ears. He can pretend it is a child's breath, but the reality chides him. I am the last cold wind you'll feel. He takes a step forward, peers over the edge and into the darkness. Arthur's seat crouches behind him, humped and silent, as though offended by his presence, coiled to pounce. He tells himself it is papier-mâché. He smooths his hands over strips of newsprint, not reading the stories, then realizes he is stroking the air and withdraws his hands, laughing guiltily. Somewhere behind him he hears a voice. In the past, he'd climbed up here in daylight. Years back, it would have been with a lover, maybe, climbing hand in hand, seeing the city spread out like a promise. Then later, with his wife and child, stopping at the summit to take photos.